You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. If you're a U.S. American living abroad or know someone who is, then this is the show for you. Mr. Marcus Finster, co-founder of My Expat Taxes, a revolutionary expat tax software that gets U.S. taxes done in 30 minutes or less, is on the program. And welcome, Mr. Finster, to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, how did My Expat Taxes get started?
Well, you could say it started with a rent, actually. I founded My Expat Taxes together with my two co-founders, Joachim and Natalie. Natalie herself is an American expat. She moved to Austria a few years ago, and I was never really aware. I was aware of it. Taxes for Americans is a big theme. It's a big topic, you know, around April 15, all the late night shows, all the sitcoms have it on there. But I was never aware of it. If you're not living in the U.S., you still have to file your tax returns. So Natalie made us aware of that when she ranted once about her experiences that she had with a tax consultant. And so we listened to that, and we said, well, that sounds pretty bad. Why don't you do it yourself? And this sparked a series of conversations, really, of how you could do this, how you could build a software to do that. And eventually it was mostly, we all worked at the same company at the time, and mostly it was just, you know, water cooler conversations, that type of thing. But when one day we sat down in Joachim's living room and actually drew it on a piece of paper, you know, what would we need to do, what would need to happen. And within 6 months, last year in March, we launched what we call our minimal viable product. We said, let's see if we can do it. Can we produce a software that allows you to file your U.S. tax returns by going through questions, and at the end you get the forms? And let's see if this is feasible, and let's also see if the market reacts well to it. And this is how we got started.
It is always interesting to hear how companies get started. Thanks for sharing those details with us. So tell us, why do you think there hasn't been a specific expat tax software like My Expat Taxes for Americans abroad until now?
Because it's a very specific niche to target. So there's, of course, a lot of offers out there if you want to file your taxes if you live in the U.S., and there's software that helps you with that, you know, big brands, all that sort of thing. But most of the questions that are there don't really apply to you, but you still have to fill them out. It's more of a hassle for many of our customers to try that and go through all the additional overhead for something that they don't really need. So for the bigger tax software companies, the expat niche is too small. You know, we have the large U.S. market, of course, and next to it, the 9 million and change of U.S. expats living abroad is just too small of a piece of cake to have. And on the other hand, the expat situation by itself is very often complicated. You know, you have people who live in one country, of course, and they have one salary, and this is basically pretty standard. But you have so many people who move around. You know, they live 2 years here, they live 2 years in another place. They rent property in the country that they live, but they have their own house back in the U.S. that they might be renting out, you know, for some additional income. They might get a pension from their from the nation that they're living in, and they might also get a pension from the U.S. So it's a lot of complication and a lot of complicated issues there. So it's a daunting process. So most people would say you absolutely need somebody, a professional, a tax consultant, who sits down with you, charges several hundred of euros to get your tax return done in a proper way. And this is what's, I think, held most people off.
Tell us, Mr. Finster, what is the user experience like for the customer while they use the software?
That, for us, is the absolute number one priority, I would say. If we want the customer to be as comfortable as possible as they can be while we fill this out. And this is really where we put most of our effort. We want the user interface, and we created a user interface that's easy to follow. It guides you through. We only ask the questions that are relevant to you. You have a chat button right there at the bottom. You know, if you have a question, if you get stuck somewhere, you can click on that, you know, and somebody will respond to you. We have to ask some technical terms, obviously, you know, it is about taxes. So we have to ask, have you ever revoked your foreign income exclusion, foreign earned income exclusion? Have you ever revoked that? And then we have a little tooltip that says, if you don't know what that means, then probably you didn't, you know. So we try to make this as easy in the terms of language and indeed as pleasing to the eye, if I dare say, as possible. And because for us, taxes, I think this is universal. This is not just the Americans, but everybody doesn't want to do their taxes. This is something that you sort of have to do, but nobody really enjoys it. So you want to get done with it as quickly as possible. And this is what we try to do. We try to make it as easy as possible for you so you can get through as quickly.
And that certainly sounds good for anyone looking for this type of service. Good stuff. Today we're joined by Mr. Marcus Fenster, co-founder of My Expat Taxes, a revolutionary expat tax software solution for U.S. Americans living abroad, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, continuing on, what has been the feedback so far on the tax software?
Well, in a word, it has been quite enthusiastic. Two words, actually. So we are rated 5 stars out of 5 through a few reviews that we have already gathered. We can all see it on our website. We have seen great interest. We wanted originally to start, you know, in Austria, where we are located, and maybe branch out a little into Germany, and then maybe, you know, beyond additional countries in the EU, and then go around the globe in, at some point. As of yesterday, I think we have already customers in 30 countries around the world, all the way from Canada to Australia, and from Colombia up to Norway. So we're basically in every corner of the world already. The feedback that we're getting is, as I said, enthusiastic. We see people, and this is what really, what possibly the greatest thing is, that we see people responding to us very quickly. We see, you know, word of mouth being generated on Facebook and on Twitter. People are sharing their story that they have with us, the experience that they had with us. And it has been very great and very, very encouraging too.
And I'd certainly say so. Now, this might be a bad question, but how is it possible for Americans abroad to get their U.S. taxes done in 30 minutes or less? Tell us, talk to us about that.
But it's funny that you ask, because that's actually one of the claims that we get challenged the most on, because it seems daunting and completely unrealistic. But if we look at the numbers, most people actually are done in much less than 30 minutes. There's a slight caveat to this, of course. We do have a few people, or quite a sizable amount, actually, who does not need to, who have to file more than just their back year. They have to catch up on their taxes, because not every American is aware that they're supposed to file their tax return every year. So we help them with that, you know. And, of course, if you, once you're doing the streamlined procedure, or if you have to do additional taxes back, then it's more than 30 minutes, of course. But if you just have to do last year, as I said, user experience is for us the most important part. So we ask the questions that are relevant to you as an expat. So we skip a few questions that are simply don't apply to you. So you don't need to waste time on filling stuff out that won't apply to you anyway. We have the thresholds in the back. So if you want to claim deductions, we know about the thresholds. What you would need to be able to deduct, have spent at the minimum to be able to claim those deductions. So we ask you first, well, how much did you spend on charity last year? And if it's below the threshold, then we don't bother, you know, with you filling out every little donation that you did to the Red Cross or whatever. So it's that. And also, since we already ask a lot of information, we have a lot of combinations already. So we have this huge map basically drawn out where we say, okay, if you do A and then B and then C, then D is very likely to follow. So we can make some assumptions. What would be the best situation for you, and what would be a couple of more pieces of information that we need from you, and we guide you through all of this. So we can deduce a few answers that you will give. We can calculate a few answers that you will give, so we can minimize the amount of questions that we have to ask in the first place, and we make the questions that we do have to ask, we make them as easy to read and understand as possible, and at the end you get your whole, you know, the whole data that you entered in, and then you can review it, and you can find it, press a button, and you're done.
Well, it's fabulous what you have created here. We can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio to introduce My Expat Taxes to the audience. In conclusion, and for those startups out there, those that are tuning in that have a business idea and have not brought it to market yet or have just done that, what would your advice be in regards to your experience as you brought My Expat Taxes to market? Any advice you could lend for those that fall into the similar category?
It really depends on what is your long-term goal, I would say. If you want to have one of those startups where you generate a lot of hype and the hope that you can sell it off to one of the big companies in 4 or 5 years, I can't really give any advice on that because we purposefully decided against playing this investor's game. We want to build a company, you know, that is sustainable, that serves our customers in the long run. And there, really, the most important thing that I can think of is make sure that you understand the problem that you're trying to solve. Don't get too involved with the technology. Don't try to create a great solution out of this great, cool new technology and then start looking for a problem that this could possibly be solved with. Start off with the problem in the first place. If you have it yourself, like in our case, Natalie is an American expert herself. She understands the problem to her very core. So she is the most important part in this and driving us of what we need. And if you do understand the problem, if you do understand how you can solve and how you can serve the customer best, then I think this is a great start for a company. And don't get worried if you think, I don't have this billion-dollar unicorn idea, so why would I even bother to start, you know? Just stay close to the problem that you want to solve and solve that, and you'll be fine.
Of course, that is super advice. Can't thank you enough for sharing that. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details and take advantage of My Expat Taxes online?
You can find us under www.myexpattaxes.com, and there you can find all the reviews, you can find the prices, you can find out anything else that you might want to find out, and you have a link directly to the application, and that can take you in, and you can sign up. It's free once you sign up, so you can try it out. If you're happy with it, at the end you pay. If not, you know, you just, you know, you wander off and find something else that works better for you.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Mr. Finster, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you again for having me.
We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Finster, co-founder of My Expat Taxes, a revolutionary expat tax software solution for U.S. Americans living abroad. And for all the details, visit myexpattaxes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.